This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show here on X107.5. We start the show today, like we do every single day, Mahoney, with some good news and some bad news. What do you want first?
The bad news, of course, Dave.
The bad news is Sylvia is not here.
Where the hell is Sylvia? What's going on here? Would she get the, she got stomach flu also?
She's the new ass wolf?
Yeah.
The real ass wolf? No.
Will the real ass wolf please sit down?
she overslept this morning.
I hate it when that happens.
Yeah. So I called her phone a couple of minutes ago, and all I heard was, oh my God, it's 6 o'clock.
Wait, click. That's what she said.
Then she hung up. Yeah, and then she just called back a moment ago, and of course I put it on speakerphone and recorded it. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
What's up?
Just to let you know, I just woke up.
Yeah, I know. Do you remember when I called you and you went, "Oh my God, it's 6 o'clock"?
Oh, you heard that?
Yeah, yeah, heard that. So, what time you think you'll be here today?
Huh?
What time you think you'll be here?
Like
6:20.
6:20.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
yeah.
All right. We'll see you soon then.
I'm sorry.
It's all good, man. We'll see you. We'll see you in a little bit. It's all good. Don't sweat it.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Bye.
All right. This is a special moment for Sylvia. This is her first time oversleeping the morning show.
Ian, have you ever overslept? I don't think you have. Have you?
No, I just don't sleep in general.
Yeah.
So
smart.
Yeah.
So that's the bad news.
Okay.
However, the good news is maybe directly linked to the bad news. Maybe even though Sylvia hasn't heard this study yet, perhaps she's just taking it to heart. The good news today is that, according to a new study, we just aren't wired to work long 8-hour days. The average person is only productive for about 3 hours of work a day.
Yeah,
so
if
she gets here, you know, around 7 o'clock and works until 10, boom, 3 hours of solid work, she's right on target.
I feel like more companies should subscribe to that method of working 3 hours a day. Let's just put it all into those 3-4 hours and call it a day, right?
Psychologists have found that the brains can only focus on a single task for a few hours at a time. After that, it needs a break. So
yeah.
3 hours a day. Actually, specifically, 2 hours and 53 minutes of work.
That sounds about right.
Don't work the full 3 hours.
So,
you know, take a 7-minute break somewhere in there.
I'm going to have to stop. I'm just going to stop contributing in the show at, 8:53?
8:53, yeah.
Yeah, you get nothing else out of me.
Really? I thought you've been doing that for years.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they moved the show from 9 to 10.
Yeah.
We got to go back to 9.
Oh, man, that was so great.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Natural causes, 91 years old, Hugh Hefner has passed away.
Good run.
Great run.
Great run.
Certainly seemed to enjoy life, right?
I think, I don't think there will probably be another guy like him. I think we've segued out of, you know, that time and place
history. I mean, there was a whole lot of censorship back then. And not that there's still not a bunch of censorship, but it's much different now.
Yep.
You know, it's back then, like, actually the only place to see an areola was in Playboy.
Pretty much.
I mean, like, nowhere else could you see that. It's amazing how the world has changed. And now, on any device at any time, you can see basically whatever you want.
Yeah.
But back then, like, he was, like, considered a trailblazer, and he's, like, so rebellious because he's like, ah, boob. And now everyone's just sort of calmed down about it. But
yeah, I appreciate that. But, you know, I mean, Playboy played a seminal part in our growing up, in our society.
Do you remember the first time that you ever saw a Playboy magazine?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Where was it?
It was at home.
At home?
It was at home.
Your dad had one?
It was my dad's.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, my dad never would have subscribed to Playboy. Religious man,
yeah.
You know, not his MO, and certainly respect that. But I had a friend who lived down the street, and I remember I went over to his dad's workshop, where, like, you know, all of the guys would do their normal 9 to 5, and in the little bathroom, I went in there just to take a tinkle.
Uh-huh.
I walk in and I'm like,
oh my God.
What is that? It's sitting on top of the toilet. And I spent some quality time in that restroom just thumbing through that magazine because mm-hmm. I'd never seen such a thing before. And oh my.
So it's a magical moment in a young boy's life. I feel like that is something that will, you know, just can't be recreated now as well.
As a young man, if you would go over to somebody's house, like, for example, my house, there was no Playboy magazines or anything of the sort. But if I went over to a friend's house and their dad had a collection of Playboy magazines and you stumbled upon it, it was like finding treasure. It was like it was
100%.
It was like you're an explorer back in the high seas, living as a pirate, and then you have just come across the booty.
X marks the spot. Triple X marks the spot.
Single X.
Whatever.
Here is Hugh Hefner talking about the essence of Playboy.
I lived the kind of life surrounded by beautiful things, female and materialistic, that make life very, very pleasant. But I consider myself lucky, not because they are the projections of other people's fantasies, but because they're the projections of my own. Now, the real essence of Playboy was trying to put not just sex, but the whole notion of play and pleasure back into the American concept of living. My own investment in Playboy was $600, all of it borrowed. No magazine has ever achieved such general recognition, and at the same time remains so controversial.
Did you ever meet Hugh Hefner?
I did not.
I met him a couple of times.
Yeah.
I remember when they opened the Playboy Club down at the Palms. Mm-hmm. Met him at some event there. And then what? I was just a red carpet. Very nice guy, though.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he obviously, I was facing a sea of other people that were, you know, trying to get a soundbite from him or just wanted to shake his hand or, you know, but very gracious, not just to me, but to everyone that I saw him interact with. So, you know, after being, he's an American icon.
Absolutely.
And so the fact that, you know, he was still as nice as he was to everyone around him after, I imagine, a lifetime of being bombarded by people wanting stuff from him. Mm-hmm. Thought he's a nice guy.
Absolutely. And one of the things I wanted to bring up, I tweeted about this last night, but do you remember the smell of Playboys? Because there was a distinct smell to the paper. Like, whatever.
Really? No, I don't.
There was they smelled a certain
smell
way.
Smell of Playboy.
Oh, I can still, like, smell it in my, like, in my mind right now.
You are a creep.
How am I a creep, man? It was whatever they, like,
who
the
picks
ink.
Up the magazine the, is like. Yeah.
They emanated. They had a smell that emanated from them. You missed out. You didn't get the full experience then.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Let me ask you this. Would you buy a Playboy scented candle?
Yes.
If they sold them at Bath and Body Works.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's very fresh, much like cotton. Yeah. You know, like the cotton scent.
Or if they made a Playboy scented candle at the Yankee Candle Company, would you suspect it would be a top seller?
Probably. Yankee Candle. Playboy.
What? Oh, no.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Okay, now we can check the voicemail because Sylvia's here. Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Sylvia.
How are you guys?
Good, how you doing?
You know what? My heart's pounding a little.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm a little hot right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't look a little hot right now. I'm just kidding.
I brought my makeup.
Did you?
I did.
She's got this sweatshirt that's a little wrinkled. Her hair. No, I mean, yeah, a little bit.
Is it bad?
The hair is sort of disheveled, no makeup on. It's all right.
Did you go out drinking last night?
No.
You cry yourself to sleep because Hugh Hefner died?
Oh, yeah. No.
No, you're all right.
What happened?
Does it look? I guess I didn't set my alarm.
Didn't set your alarm?
I guess I did it. I don't know.
Do you only have one alarm?
No, I have like three.
I have
only three?
Only three. What's wrong with you?
38.
I've got like six alarms.
Let me see.
Like, look at this.
All that?
Yeah, like, check. Like,
and you're still late to work?
When am I late to work? I've been late since we've been back.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you're always the last one here.
All right, let's get to the voicemail.
I'm late.
We couldn't check these before you arrived, mostly because the first one here is in Spanish.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Good morning, guys. Sylvia, I was just listening to some Café Tacuba, and I was wondering, I'm pretty sure you listen to rock in Espanol. What is your favorite rock band in Espanol?
Message deleted.
Café Tacuba is a Mexican rock band.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Neat. Do you have a favorite Spanish rock band?
Spanish rock band?
Yeah.
Probably, it's not a Spanish rock guy, but his name is Enrique Bunbury.
Oh, yes. Good old yes. Enrique Bunbury.
Yeah.
Bunbury. He's my favorite.
Bunbury?
Bunbury. Bunbury.
Bunbury?
Bunbury.
Enrique. Oh, Enrique Bunbury. Hell yeah, I like that guy.
Enrique Poopery. We don't have any of that fruity stuff around here.
Please leave a message.
Get off the phone.
Hey guys, good morning. I'd just like to thank Sylvia for gracing me with her presence and letting me talk to her for a couple minutes on the afternoon show. That was really cool. Some of the stuff she was saying to me, guys, you know, I still got that hall pass. I'm not scared to use it either. Let me know.
Message deleted.
What?
Where was he when he made that call? Afghanistan?
I'm not scared to use it either. Let me know.
Now, what the hell is going on in the background?
No
there?
Idea. No idea.
It's like a battlefield.
Either way, he is. He has a hall pass for you, Sylvia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think she wants to use her hall pass for him.
On
though.
Him. Oh, yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I got it. I only have one. I have to use it carefully.
Yeah. Your sneaking suspicion, sir, appears to be correct. Just based on the look on Sylvia's face right now, you're probably pretty spot on.
Yeah.
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 Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I mean, I'll do my makeup, guys.
No, no, I like the all-natural look.
No, no, you don't.
Yeah, no, it's good.
No,
it's good.
I got my eyeliner. I'm going to get this baby on right now.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
If you missed it yesterday, Small Town News is one of our favorite features, but there is two stories specifically from Small Town News from yesterday that I must share with you because they were just that good. Also, we have your chance to get set up with a gift card for Aces and Ales. Aces and Ales, of course, this Sunday going to be out there starting at noon for the Silver and Black Uncensored Tailgate Party. Mahoney and I will be there starting at 12 o'clock. Your chance to win a gift card and a custom growler is coming up next.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
So yesterday we busted out some small town news from lovely Elko, Nevada, which of course is in the great state of Nevada. And it's not too far away. Well, I mean, kind of far away, I guess.
I mean,
seven hours. Yeah. Short plane ride, long drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get to like almost anywhere by plane in 7 hours.
See, I still think we should go take a little road trip.
No, we are not taking a road trip.
It's so
group.
Fun.
New.
20,442 is the population there in beautiful Elko. And there's two stories that I want to share with you from yesterday that I thought were just fantastic. One, kind of a strange area with the requests that you get on Craigslist, and maybe that's the case everywhere, but, you know, in a town of only 20,000, you'd think that, I don't know, maybe there'd be less of this. Maybe not.
What's going on?
Any larger woman, age 35 to 45, looking to make money texting? That is what was posed on Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
Compensation, $160 per month.
Okay.
I'm looking for a woman age 35 to 45 who is heavy set and far from perfect. I'd actually prefer a woman who has a few flaws. I do not, in all caps, want a slender, perfect girl for this gig. Hi, Robert. I'm 29, white, and looking to hire someone to text on a daily basis. We'll be texting from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., not constant, but on and off. You must be open-minded and down for some unusual conversation since it revolves around my fantasy. Can you imagine a shrunken, 3-inch tall woman, kind of like Thumbelina? A 22-year-old girl who is no bigger than the size of your thumb? Larger women with flaws are preferred. Must be able to text during the day. I pay in cash, half up front, half after 2 weeks. $160 cash monthly. We'll meet at Starbucks. Let's chat if you're interested.
So, does the 3-inch tall woman that he is imagining you to be, is she a BBW also?
Would that be an LBW?
Or what would the acronym be for a little big woman?
She's so small but so big.
I didn't understand the Thumbelina reference. Is that what he's looking for?
Well, that's his fantasy. He wants a 3-inch tall woman who resembles Thumbelina, I suppose.
I know that you're
seems like it's a lot of work for only about $1 an hour.
I know that you're a little on the young side here because he's looking for somebody 35 to 45, and you certainly don't qualify as someone who is a larger woman. But Sylvia,
yeah,
Would you mind taking a month's worth of work from Robert and just seeing what happens? Because
I mean, I could always use a little bit of cash.
I mean, $160.
Right? Yeah, I could always. Yeah.
That's a fine meal.
That is.
You could treat yourself.
Also yeah. Coming to us
guilt-free.
From beautiful Elko, Nevada is probably my favorite man that I've e-met over the course of the past month. This guy, it just seems like a real delight. He posted a picture of what he has found, and he's looking for somebody to come claim what he has found, which was an eyeglass screw. So not a glass eye screw, which is what you screwed it up with yesterday. My
yes.
Friend. Now, this is just like the screw that would go in your glasses that hold the arm and the lenses together.
Like a really, very tiny screw.
A very really small screw. Yeah, so he took a picture of it, and he posted it, and he's looking for the rightful owner. But again,
because everybody knows what their tiny eyeglass screw looks like.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, that's totally my eyeglass screw.
Definitely that's small mine. Black totally. Eyeglass screw.
Mm.
He said, so this evening, me and the fellows decided we were going to go have some supper down at JR's. Great place if you never tried it.
Mm.
Like I was giving a shout out to JR's on Craigslist.
Whoop, whoop.
And there I was looking through my menu and your eyeglass screw had fell out. I figured, well, shoot, that would frustrate the tarnations out of me. So I figured I'd post it up here in hopes that it would make it back to you. Well, anyhow, let me know.
That dude's my favorite.
I love that guy.
It's small town news.
JR's Bar and Grill.
Yeah?
3 stars on Yelp.
3 stars?
3.5 on TripAdvisor, though. So.
Okay. Well, tarnation, we got to get that up to a 4. Stand.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Call number 10, you're going to be joining us out at Aces and Nails on Sunday starting at 12 o'clock. We do the Silver and Black Uncensored Tailgate Party, and it's located at 2801 North Tanea. They have great beer, they have football, they have fantastic food, and bottomless drinks if you want to get out there for the early games starting at 9 a.m. going until 1 p.m. Bottomless drinks, the food is great, the football is great, there's gaming out there. Mahoney and I are going to be there Sunday starting at noon, and a very important game this week for the Silver and Black taking on Denver. So
yep.
Hopefully you can join us out there. 702-791-1075, $50 gift card, and a custom Dave Mahoney Aces Nails Growler going to caller number 10 if you're 21.
And the beer that we're drinking this week and that we'll be drinking later on this morning during Beer for Breakfast is called Tenacious D, which is a Tenaya Creek and Aces Nails collaboration. Amazing IPA that they will be featuring out there.
Can't wait to dive in.
It's Throwback Thursday with Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
There is a new term in the dating world. Everyone's heard of ghosting at this point, right?
Yeah.
Ghosting is where you're talking to somebody, maybe you've been out on a few dates, and then you just disappear.
Have you ghosted anybody? Like,
no.
You know, prior to...
I mean, I feel like people's feelings get hurt too easily in certain situations like that. If somebody doesn't call you back... Or whatever, if you go on a date or two.
That just means they don't like you.
Yeah, just like stop and move on.
Move on, yeah.
Yeah, like don't dwell on stuff like that. I've never understood friends who dwell on like rejection like that.
I don't know. Maybe they're just not good with rejection.
No, you see, the thing is about rejection, it should strive you to not be rejected.
Can't talk, man.
It should drive you. I don't know. I've just never understood like, oh, they don't want to hang out with me or they're kind of playing games. Then find somebody who doesn't. Stop subjecting yourself to that kind of stupidity and childish games.
Well, it's become a thing now where on social media.
They ghosted me.
You shame somebody for ghosting you.
Yeah.
I think I've ghosted someone.
Well,
I 100% have. I've been ghosted.
Like,
A hundred times.
I went on a date with someone and then we never heard from each other again.
You've been ghosted 100 times?
Sure.
Oh, buddy.
You gotta see what's out there before you figure out what you like.
Have you ever been out on a date with somebody and while on the date thought in your head, oh, I'm gonna ghost this bitch?
Oh, 100%. Like, I am never talking to this person ever again. This was a waste of time.
Back when I was single, there was a girl that I'd met, and she was from out of town. I met her when I was in San Diego, and she comes to Vegas, and she's like, hey, you know, we should go out whenever I come to town. I'm like, sure, why not? We'll go grab something to eat, and, you know, like, she was nice when I'd met her and seemed interesting and attractive and all that stuff, and I went to go pick her up at the MGM where she was staying, and she comes out. I'm wearing exactly what I always wear, right? Like, I had like
a black long sleeve
shirt and jeans and my regular shoes on, right? That's just that's my standard MO, whether I'm coming to work or I'm going out in the town, whatever. And she comes out in this mini skirt that, like, is so short, it's barely covering the goods, and these stripper platform heels. And they're so tall she can barely walk. So she's like,
oh, it's her like her knees like kind
like
of
the
like
giraffe legs, baby yeah, giraffe
she's
legs.
She's like pigeon toed, like clack.
So where's the problem here?
Immediately, I'm like, oh god, we're in two different places.
Where
right
did
now.
You think that you guys were going to go?
Just told her we were going to dinner.
And
we went
to Applebee's, woman.
No, we went to a dinner over at the place over the Palms that's closed now. I forget what it was called. Some mm-hmm. stupid place that had like a DJ and wanted to be a sports book and a restaurant and everything all at once. You know, they didn't really focus on a good restaurant. Like the food was really good. Yeah. And I've been there a couple of times.
Just a little too much of everything else going on.
Yeah.
You got to be good at one thing.
It was also like casual enough where for a first date, you're sort of like, okay, you know, like there's enough stuff going on and the food's good, so let's just go here and sort of check it out.
So she was from out of town, right?
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
she just thought that that's kind of how
she's from San Diego, not Ukraine. I mean, like, okay, Jesus.
Okay. Even the Ukraine say, gets like, maybe, it, man. Yeah. Maybe, like Botswana.
Maybe she just thought that, like, all, you know, Vegas guys want a girl who's, I mean, like, dresses like that.
Maybe. So we go out to eat, and while we're sitting there having this terrible conversation, I'm just like, I'm never going to talk to this chick again.
Isn't that the worst thing? Never, having ever, the worst ever. Conversation with somebody?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Just the worst.
It sucks.
And you're powering through it. And like,
well, especially like if you like
the
person.
Out of the corner of your eye, you're trying to get the waiter's attention to like bring the check. You're like, oh, yeah, no, we're just about done. Dessert? I don't want a dessert.
That's why you should do only do first dates at Chili's. They have the checkout thing on the table.
On the table, yeah.
Just done.
See, like,
when, don't even gotta wait for the server to come by.
My sign is like if I start looking at my phone, I'm like, oh, yes, nice. What's just checking the time.
Yeah.
So what's this new term besides ghosting that's out there?
It's now called submarining.
What the hell is
that
submarining?
That sounds dirty.
It does, doesn't it? It's when you ghost somebody for a while, and then suddenly, out of nowhere, you resurface. Bloosh, like a submarine.
Oh, I get it. Actually,
did not see that coming.
The person who I ghosted, I guess, he tried to add me on Facebook.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, recently?
Really? No, I was like maybe last year.
Okay.
That's weird.
But decline.
Yeah. Oh, you declined him. Decline. How cold do you think that from time to time?
you straight up declined him? Did you leave him in like friend purgatory?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I leave all sorts of people in the purgatory.
Yeah.
I think that that's
because
worse.
If you decline him, then he's back on Facebook and you pop up in the people you may know.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Mm-hmm. I don't. That's probably like the worst. Maybe the worst thing to do is.
No, I just don't want to have to. I just don't want to have to see it again. You know, it's like if they're sitting in purgatory, it's not a problem.
You'll never see them.
Why
again.
Do you feel? Why is there this constant need though in 2017 to constantly classify like what somebody is doing to somebody in a relationship, though? It's like, oh, now they're back. It's submarining. I got submarine girl.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? He's back. And he's got a small periscope.
It's Throwback Thursday with Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
You know they control periscopes on billion-dollar submarines with Xbox controllers?
Yeah, I saw that.
How crazy is that?
I mean, why not, man?
No, I mean, it's cool. I think it's awesome, but a billion-dollar submarine with an Xbox controller?
So here you go, Stained for Throwback Thursday. Hard to believe this song, almost 15 years old.
Damn.
X107.5.
Coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
Top stories on the way. Also, if you want to get a message in, we're going to be checking the voicemail here shortly, 702-889-7352. And the Monster Energy Cup is coming to Sam Boyd Stadium on Saturday, October 14th. The Riders all competing for a chance at $1 million. Your chance to win some tickets to that coming up next.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Jesus, what the hell is wrong with Elko? You got one guy looking for a tiny screw. Got another guy who found a tiny screw. What in tarnation's going on out there?
Message deleted.
We have to incorporate tarnation into every sentence. Such a solid word.
Every hour, each of us has to figure out how to try to seamlessly work tarnation into the conversation today.
That's going to be the challenge.
A tarnation conversation.
Oh, that's a good start.
All right, here we go.
Can you send Ian to Elko for like Ian's interesting individuals?
Oh my God, sounds like
a lot's going on up there.
I feel like Ian would love going to Elko.
I would adore going to Elko, actually.
The whole small town news segment came from Ian because of his affinity for small towns. And I didn't realize how much I missed small towns until we started doing small town news here on the show. I grew up in a small town, and so the idea of revisiting just kind of that quiet innocence and then realizing it's not so innocent after all when you dig a little bit deeper.
Hey, you want to know a fun fact? Actually, before I got this job, I actually applied for a job in Elko.
Doing what?
Really? The radio out there.
No, no radio in Elko?
Yeah, they do. It's very, very small.
And they declined you?
Oh, no, they just never got back to me.
Well, that's kind of the same.
I got ghosted by Elko.
You got ghosted by Elko.
Wow. Now look at them now. Uh-huh. I bet they regret all not calling you back.
Screw you, Elko.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, good morning, guys. Glad to see that Sylvia made it to work. Just in the nick of time. You know, this is excusable, Sylvia, but don't let it happen again, all right?
I know.
Anyways, I apologize for my message yesterday. I was calling in, and I got distracted by two cats humping. But anyways, I was going to ask the question of what is Dave Ferrer going to wear to the ring? And it's kind of funny that Mahoney revealed what he's wearing to the ring yesterday on social media. So, Dave Ferrer, have you picked out your outfit yet to what you're going to wear to the ring?
Message deleted.
If you haven't seen on Mahoney's Twitter or Instagram or Facebook,
at Mahoney Sucks.
At Mahoney Sucks.
On Instagram.
Yeah, he ordered a special outfit.
Yeah, Dave.
And it is
Why
ridiculous.
Would I not?
It's okay. No, it's not.
It's not ridiculous?
No.
It's totally ridiculous.
It's not. It's awesome.
He's going to look like he's vajazzled. I mean, it's nothing but sequins.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's a really pretty outfit.
But
it
here's awesome. The thing, is that why would you order an outfit like that and not let me know that that's what we were doing?
Because do you remember last time we decided to go in on a very expensive...
Okay, here we go. I knew it was about Halloween.
Group costume. We were going to be Dumb and Dumber. And I went out and bought a real tuxedo. It was like $400. I bought a $400.
It's not that I didn't
blue tuxedo, and I sent you all the information, and we were gonna go as Dumb and Dumber and have the authentic tuxedos and shoes and top hats and all that, and you left me high and dry, man.
I didn't order it in time, and they sold out. And
no,
I told
they did sell out.
I told you that I was sorry. I did not have plenty.
You had 8 weeks.
I mean, by the time I got around to actually thinking about Halloween, first off, you know how much I hate dressing up. Secondly,
that's why we decided to go with Dumb and Dumber, because you love Dumb and Dumber, and plus, who wouldn't
it
love an orange
tuxedo? It wasn't at the top
tuxedo?
Of my priority list whenever
you told
me about it.
And we were making stupid money down in Houston, so we had money just to burn. That's why we like, let's just be stupid with our money and buy really stupid tuxedos.
You just open up a
And then
wound.
Dave leaves me on Halloween, and I'm just there alone in this, the blue tuxedo without the other half.
That is the worst.
Yeah,
if you guys planned to do a couple's costume
and only one
did it, that's horrible.
Uh-huh. We did not plan.
Yes, we did.
Mahoney just decided, here's what happened. He went, hey man, I already bought this tux. You should buy the other one so we can be Dumb and Dumber.
That is a lie.
He's still mad about this stupid Dumb and Dumber tux.
No, we had such a crappy boss who was like obsessed with Halloween to the point of like absurd insanity that we had to dress up. Because I'm with you. I don't like dressing up either. But we had to figure something like, oh, let's not wear a mask. Let's find something that's sort of whatever. This was a group decision.
Okay. I get that you're still mad about that. However, year and a half ago?
Year and a
almost
half.
2 years
Dude,
ago now?
You hold a grudge.
No kidding. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Here we are.
Uh-huh.
Fight is just over a week away. And Mahoney
October
waits.
7th.
Yeah, so Saturday, October 7th. Not this Saturday, but next.
Uh-huh.
And Mahoney
Downtown
waits until 10 days out to post the picture of what he is going to be wearing to the ring.
Yeah.
And I won't lie. It's fabulous.
It is.
It's got
fabulous.
Fringe,
but
sparkly.
You
purple.
Know that I can't order something that's going to arrive here in time that's as glorious and customized as your outfit.
Well, you should have thought ahead.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it doesn't matter. You're just going to look pretty while you're getting your ass kicked. But still, I mean, it's kind of unfair.
I have told you for months that I was planning on ordering a wrestling style robe.
No, you didn't.
Really?
You never said that once.
Actually, he did.
Yeah,
did?
Dave.
Yeah.
I don't listen to him.
Months
when he talks.
Ago. Like when we first came back, I'm like, I want a wrestling style robe. So when we go to like holiday havoc,
what I thought you were talking about
stage.
Though is that you were gonna wear a robe as you walked out to the ring. I didn't know that you were gonna order custom shorts with your Instagram handle on
at
it.
At Mahoney Sucks.
It's Throwback Thursday with Dave and Mahoney on X
107.5. Man, I'm gonna
he
be
put his
fly.
Instagram handle so on mad. His fight trunks. Yes, I'm mad.
No, he did. Mahoney's so
oh, about
mad.
The Dumb and Dumber thing? Yeah. All right, for Throwback Thursday, the late, great Chris Cornell doing Sunshower. X 107.5.
Mornings on X 107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
All right, on the way, your chance to pick up some tickets to go see Kings of Leon. They are coming to town. Not this Friday, but next, October 6th, going to be over at the joint inside the Hard Rock. We are doing fact or fiction. All three of us are going to tell you something that is either a truth or an untruth about the time that we got into the most trouble of our lives. Fact or fiction, your chance to solve the riddle and possibly win some Kings of Leon tickets coming up.
Mornings on X 107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Saturday, October 14th, over at Sam Boyd Stadium, the Monster Energy Cup is happening. The Riders competing for $1 million. Caller number 10 is going for free. Good luck. Here is Imagine Dragons.
Mornings on X 107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Amanda is joining us from North Las Vegas. Amanda, have you ever been to a Monster Energy Cup before?
Yes, I have. We go every year as a family.
What, oh, in nice. The tarnation every year?
Yes, I do.
Let's wow. not try to make that work, Dave.
Come on, man.
Yes.
Yeah, come on.
It's not going to.
It's the tarnation invasion.
What in tarnation is your problem?
Okay, people.
All right, congratulations. You are going for free Saturday, October 14th over at Sam Boyd Stadium. Thank you for listening this morning, Amanda.
Thanks, guys. Love you.
Appreciate you. All right, we're doing fact or fiction. We're going to talk about the time that we have been in the most trouble in our lives. Will we be telling a truth or will we be lying to you? All three of us are going to go around the room, and if you can guess the two out of three that are correct, then we're going to set you up with some tickets to go see Kings of Leon. Not this Friday, but next Friday, October 6th, over at the joint inside the Hard Rock. If you would like to play, 702-791-1075 is the phone number. Here is KG Elephant, Whole Wide World. X107.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Is it fact or fiction?
Stephen is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show, playing for some Kings of Leon tickets. They are coming to town, not this Friday, but next, October 6th, over the joint inside the Hard Rock. If you can figure this out, if you can solve this riddle here, Stephen, then you are going to get free tickets to that show. All of us are going to give you something that may or may not have happened in our lives that revolved around the time that we got into the most trouble that we've ever been in. Your job is to figure out whether we are telling you the truth or not. Fact or fiction? All of us will go around the room one at a time. We will tell you our story. You will guess. And if you get two out of the three correct, at minimum, then you get the tickets to the show. Simple enough? Let me turn your microphone on. Simple enough?
Yeah, good.
All right, good. If you get one correct, you'll hear the Screaming Eagle of Success. If you get it incorrect, it's the Disapproving Pony. Sylvia, go ahead and lead us off.
Okay. So I was thinking about this, and I never really got into a lot of trouble, but when I was about 3 or 4, I really wanted to go to McDonald's, and my mom said no. So in a huff, I went back to my room, and I said, I'm going to run away, because forget this, I want McDonald's. And so I packed up the essentials, like my baby blanket, a few mm-hmm. toys yep. in my Snow White jean bag, mm-hmm. and I don't know how I got out of the house. But I went as far as like two houses down. Mm-hmm. And my brother picked me up and he's like, Mom is super livid at you. And I'm like, okay. My mom has never spanked me and she's never been like that mad at me when I was at that age. But she grabbed her shoe and started like trying to hit me.
She beat you with her shoe.
But the thing is,
that is such a Mexican mom thing
I know.
To do.
And that was the first and only time that she's ever done that. But my brother got the blow, mostly. Like, he got hit the most.
Really?
Yeah. He was protecting me.
Oh, he stepped in the way?
He shielded me.
He took a bullet?
He took a bullet for me.
Wow.
What a special moment in your life. All right, so, Stephen, running away because she was denied McDonald's, fact or fiction?
I'm going to go ahead and say that's fiction.
Fiction is incorrect. I'm sorry. Yeah. That was a fact.
That's true.
That's the most trouble you've ever been in?
Yeah, pretty much.
God, you're boring.
I know.
All right, Stephen, I'll go next. You know, as you would expect, in our college years, we all used to like to have a good time and drink. And we went out to a club one night, me and my friend Jeremy. And he made the foolish decision of driving. And this is before Uber, not saying that was an excuse by any stretch of the imagination, but he definitely probably had one too many. And he was behind the wheel of his Nissan Altima, and we're driving down the road, we're listening to some music, and he looks down at the radio, and he goes to adjust it, and I'm looking at the radio as well, and when I look up, we're going around this curve, we're going head on with a police car.
Oh, God.
And so I say, look out. And he grabs the wheel and he yanks it. And the cop also swerved, but the two side view mirrors collide and explode. And he goes to stop in the middle of the street. And I say, go, you moron. What are you doing? I'm like, what? He had some other things in the car that we won't speak of that also would have gotten him in a whole lot more trouble. And so he takes off and we're driving into the neighborhood where I live. And I know the neighborhood obviously very well because, you know,
you
live there. So, you know, all the streets and which directions they go. And so I'm helping to guide him. I'm like, all right, go straight here. Just whatever you do, don't take a left because it's a dead end. It's a cul-de-sac. And he goes racing down the street, and takes a left into the cul-de-sac. I'm like, you moron. And so he swings out of the cul-de-sac and we end up getting back over to my house and he pulls his car around back of the house and he jumps out, gets on the hood. He's like, woohoo, I got away. I'm a criminal. And so I said, get your happy ass inside again, Jeremy. Maybe it had one too many. And I cover his car up with everything that I can find from a tarp to a trash can. I'm just like trying to disguise it so that way it doesn't look like the car that they're looking for. And we go inside and we're laying low. I have a friend that was coming to meet us over at the house about 20 minutes later. And he shows up and goes, man, what happened out there? There's cops everywhere and they're looking for someone. We're like, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Don't know what happened.
Didn't actually get arrested, get found out, any of that stuff. And Jeremy definitely got off the hook because he would have gone to jail, I imagine, for like
a while.
A pretty good stretch. Oof. But we got away with it. But we were really close to almost being in serious trouble. Is that fact or fiction?
So I've listened to your guys' show for long enough and I've heard enough of your stories that I'm going to take a stab in the dark and say that it's fact.
That is correct, Stephen.
So what you're saying is Dave tells the same stories way too often.
Well, that same story.
Is that what you're saying, Stephen?
Well, he's had some crazy moments on the show. So yeah. I feel like his life is pretty exciting.
Screw you, Mahoney. How dare you try to tear me down?
I'm not trying to tear you down. I'm just saying those are Stephen's words that he said.
He said
that he listens to the show and that he's heard that story 18 times.
You tell it all the time.
Have you heard that story before, Stephen?
I haven't, but my fiance has been driving right now.
That's like your go-to story, dude.
You guys suck. Tell your stupid story, Mahoney.
I was a senior in high school. My best friend and I were working at Lone Star Steakhouse and Saloon. Crazy meth head gets into the store, starts harassing our manager. We kick him out. He waits for us in the parking lot. He attacks us as I get into my car leaving for the night with a tire iron and jumper cables, swinging them around his head like a bolo. We decide we're not having any of this crap after he breaks out my side view mirror and my windshield. So my friend and I beat him mercilessly with a fence post and a giant rock from the parking lot until the police get there. We're arrested, charged with assault with a deadly weapon, and later released that evening.
Fact or fiction?
All right, just because of how you acted at that golf course a little while back, I'm going to say it's fact.
Fact is correct.
That is 100% a fact.
And by the way, you have told that story way more than I've told the Jeremy Cobb story.
I have not told that story since we have been back.
Ian, have you heard that story?
Yes, I have.
Yes, you have. Of course you have, because you tell that story all the time.
That's the most. You're the one who picked this top. That's the most trouble I've ever been in. I was charged with assault with a deadly weapon. That is a felony. You didn't even get charged. She got hit.
Don't be mad at me because I'm a... Don't be mad at me because I'm a...
Her brother got hit with a shoe.
I'm a master criminal and you're going to yell at me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I am a criminal mastermind.
Yes.
What in the tarnation, Mahoney?
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
We're going to be checking the voicemail again here in a couple of minutes, 702-889-7352, if you want to get a message in there. And we have your chance to win some tickets to Imagine Dragons. They are coming to town this Friday with Kay, Flay, and Group Love. And not just tickets to the show, a meet and greet.
Ooh,
I know, right?
Yeah.
Chance to win those on the way.
Dollar Loan Center presents X107.5's Holiday Havoc. Featured artist, The Killers.
Very excited to welcome The Killers to town. There is a pre-sale that is going on today. All of the details up at x1075lasvegas.com. But tickets are going to sell out really fast for The Killers.
Yeah.
Yep, they're coming to town. They're going to be playing for X1075 at the Pearl inside the Palms on Monday, December the 11th. Very excited about that show. Also excited about this Friday, Imagine Dragons in town. If you're calling number 10, you're going to that show for free. And you get to meet them. Good luck to you. Dave Mahoney.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
James is joining us this morning. Hello, James. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Dave.
Glad to hear that. You were calling number 10. You're going to see Imagine Dragons, K-Flay, Group Love, all this Friday over at T-Mobile Arena. You're also going to meet the band.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Have you ever met the guys before?
No, I haven't.
Surprisingly nice. Like, if I had achieved that level of success, roaring jerk.
I would just spit on everybody.
Yeah, don't look at me.
Yeah, don't look at me in the eye. And then,
Pow, pow, pow.
Just backhands
everywhere.
Did you
just hit a baby, Mahoney?
No.
But no, they're very nice. I think you'll enjoy meeting them. Thank you for listening, man. We appreciate you. Have a great time at the show.
Thank you, guys.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Took that too far, Dave.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys, I just want to say thanks to Ross. Rossi, Holiday Havoc this year, phenomenal lineup both days. It's hard to choose. Maybe you just get tickets to both. But Joywave, Killer, and the Bleachers. That's probably the one I'll go to because Joywave, I love Joywave, the Killers. Plus, isn't your twin brother the lead singer of Joywave, Ian? Tell us to get some backstage passes, cuz. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe you could have one lucky fan come hang out with you guys. You know, party it up like me. And it'd be phenomenal. You guys would have the best time of your life. Well, I'll probably have the best time of my life. I don't know about you guys. Probably be calling security after about 8 minutes.
Message deleted.
I think he's right. This is one of the best Holiday Havoc lineups that we've ever had. Both nights, just phenomenal.
No.
Killers.
I disagree.
Bleachers. Joywave.
Mm-mm. Disagree.
It's the best ever. Not even one of the best. I think it's the best
ever. Rise Against, the Portugal the Man.
Royal Blood.
New Politics.
Mondo Cosmo.
Yeah. It's a
By the way. Pre-sale, 10 o'clock this
hour
morning.
Hour and a half, 90 minutes.
Yep.
X1075LasVegas.com.
There's two shows. There's two different links. They're being sold through two different sites because it's at two different venues.
Mm-hmm.
So AXS.com and Ticketmaster.com. Choose wisely, but definitely get on there for the pre-sale. There's separate codes for each of the nights. All of the details up, X1075LasVegas.com.
Pro tip, if you really want to go, do this because...
$35. They're going to sell out.
Tickets start at $35.
Jeez.
It's 100% going to sell out. And I will say, Ian does not look like the lead singer of Joywave. Ian does not have a...
Thank you. Yeah, I don't.
He's, you know, I mean, the lead singer of Joywave, incredibly talented, but one of the worst mustaches I've ever seen.
Yeah, I know. I had to look that up, too. I was a little offended.
I mean, just awful mustache.
Just atrocious.
Yeah. Such a talented man.
Super talented. They killed it at OBC a few years ago,
yep.
And looking forward to seeing them play again, especially with the Killers.
I think if... he kind of looks...
If Ian had a really bad mustache and glasses...
They both look like hipsters.
They have glasses, and they're thin.
A little bit.
No. Please leave a message after the tone.
What in tarnation are you guys talking about?
Message deleted.
Let's stop that.
Nope. Now that I know that it bothers Mahoney, it shall continue.
It doesn't bother me. It's just stupid.
Tarnation.
You're insulting the intelligence of the people who are listening to us.
Oh, and stop it. Not everyone is as high and mighty as you.
I'm not high
not
and
every,
mighty.
Not everyone has stupid. A $3 million house in the ridges like you, Mahoney.
I live in Mountain's Edge, man.
Oh, yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Wait, what's going on here? Who am I calling again? Oh, wait, it's been a while. I remember. This is that damn voicemail again. For frickin' Dave and Mahoney. I remember it now. Sorry, guys. No, it's been a while. I fell off a mountain. I survived, though. I was eating birds. It happens. But I still survived. Been a while. I still heard you guys, though. I was still able to listen to your podcast on the mountain. But never called for 911. Crap. I'm still here. Oh, crap.
Message deleted.
Was that Batman? Who was that?
No idea who
also,
that was.
If you were trapped on a mountain and you have cell phone access that you can listen to the podcast, don't listen to the podcast. Listen to
Call 911.
No, definitely listen to the podcast first. And then if your phone still has juice, then call 911.
911 first.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Oh, you mean to tell me that Mahoney bought a tux and it went to waste? Wow. Yeah, I can't relate to that. Not at all. Shut up, Sylvia.
Message deleted.
Who is that angry woman calling our voicemail?
It's Throwback Thursday with Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
Seriously, who was that?
That was so
good. Bossy Rossi.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, I can't relate to that. Not at all.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I wish I could make this stuff up. Bossy Rossi just came into the studio and said, I have something to say to you guys. And so he said, what is it? And he said, no, I would like to tell you on air. And then for the last 3 minutes while that song was playing, he's been clearing his throat, preparing his vocal cords to deliver the news. La, 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 la. What are you doing?
Gotta loosen up the lips.
Why do you do that? It doesn't loosen up the lips.
Yes, it does.
You don't need to loosen up the lips to talk.
Not only do you guys tell the same stories over and over again on the air.
Here we go.
You play the same six Throwback Thursday songs every week. In fact, so much so that I had to check and see if today's show was a rerun.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Is it?
It might as well be.
Have I ever called you a steaming pile of donkey poop on the radio before? I don't think so.
You're phoning
it
in.
First. I'm phoning it in. No, Fred, our stupid engineer.
You're going to pick a Chris Cornell song?
When's the last time I played Sunshower?
Last week.
No, it was not last week. No,
play Space Dog in the meantime next.
Nothing compares to you was last week, you idiots.
It was 2 weeks
totally
ago.
Totally different.
Play Space Dog in the meantime
cool,
next.
Yeah. Maybe if our stupid engineer Fred hadn't deleted all of the songs out of our system, we'd have a little bit more to choose from. But no, Fred, I'm not even kidding. We work at a radio station, and all of the music is digital now. It's in a computer. And for some reason, Fred thinks that it, quote, takes up too much space, and so he'll delete songs that haven't been played recently. Well, Throwback Thursday would be a perfect example of why we need the songs in there. Fred, if you need more memory, I'll hop on over to Best Buy and buy you a 9-terabyte drive for $40.
God, what?
Stone cold idiot.
Oh, that's been building up.
Fred.
That is really dumb.
It's so stupid.
Massive hard drive with a lot of the old songs on it.
Don't talk about how massive your hard drive
is. You have a very average size hard drive, okay?
I've seen it.
I'm Jewish. It's fine for whatever it is.
You made us look at it before we were hired back.
I will load songs, and then I will make a checklist, and you are not allowed to repeat any of those songs.
Fine. There's three songs in here that I can play for Throwback Thursday.
Play Silverchair tomorrow.
Ooh, that's a good one. We'll do that next. Yeah, that's a good song.
Still to come today with Dave and Mahoney.
How many people here in Nevada were hit by that whole Equifax data breach? Pretty much everyone. We'll talk about that in just a moment.
Two of us in this room that we know of.
And Silicon Valley, there's an engineer there who has actually accomplished a lot. He has just launched a new religion that worships artificial intelligence.
Oh, boy.
And he's being serious. Details coming up.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
All right, beer for breakfast is coming up, but Mahoney is not going to wait for that. He has went ahead and poured himself a nice tall glass. Going to be featuring that. And Derek Stevens from The D is coming up in a couple of minutes here on X107.5. So always great to have him in studio. But first, I must tell you about this. There is a guy who's very accomplished as far as what he's been able to do in Silicon Valley. He's been behind a lot of the artificial intelligence that we all use on a daily basis. He was one of the big engineers at Google for a long time. He was one of the individuals behind Uber's self-driving car division, Otto. So he's very involved in artificial intelligence, has been for a long time, and has made a whole bunch of money.
Okay.
He also helped Google
create... Is that why he's starting a religion now?
Well, he helped Google create...
Because he wants to keep that money?
With a team of engineers back in 2006. So Google Street View, pretty revolutionary.
Yeah, it was awesome. Love it.
This guy is now starting a religion worshiping artificial intelligence.
I mean, neat. Cool. I mean, but to me, it just seems like a tax dodge.
Yeah.
Like, really? That's what it is. Because if artificial intelligence was really some sort of superior being that created all of us, then it would have created us. We created it. That's not how it works. Right? The deity or the being that is
responsible for us existing, not the other way around.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is kind of cool. This is technology, but old school technology. Pac-Man is being adapted into a casino game.
How is it going to be adapted into a casino game?
2 to 4 people will be able to play each other for a cash prize in a contest that keeps the game's familiar maze and much of the original look and feel.
Okay.
So if the resorts here in Las Vegas decide to put the Pac-Man Battle Casino on their gambling floors, it'd be the first time people could legally gamble on Pac-Man. But it wouldn't be the first game that people can wager on, obviously.
Yeah.
There's like slot machines based on Frogger and stuff like that. But this is the first time where you'd actually be able to play a video game against each other. And my understanding is you're not playing against the house. You're playing against other people. The house just does a rake like they would with poker, for example. You sit down at the table and you're playing against other humans, but the casino just takes a piece of whatever the pot is.
I don't like the like kind of choose your own adventure bonus games. You know, you and I were out in Mesquite a couple weeks ago for the Tough Enough fights out there, and we were at what, Virgin River or something like that, and we were playing the Dumb and Dumber.
They have a Dumb and Dumber slot machine. It is the best ever.
But we got to the bonus round, and then it was up to me to choose where we go and what, like what we want. I don't like that.
No,
I just want to kind of like let it happen. Then you
go,
show me the one I should have picked. Then I feel bad.
You feel disappointed,
because I didn't pick the one that was the right
the
one. Now
one,
I feel like an idiot.
Yep.
I don't know.
Would you say dumbest? Dumb, Dumber, Dumbest? No?
No.
Okay. Grammar.
I mean, the sequel to Dumb and Dumber was Dumberer.
I want to be grammatically correct.
Hmm.
What video game would you want to gamble? Because I was thinking about...
I'd definitely do Mario Kart and then beat Mahoney's ass again! That's right, sucker!
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, you
wouldn't beat me at Mario Kart.
Again.
Any platform. Anytime.
Mario Kart, Street Fighter 2.
Why don't we play Mario Kart? Why don't we play a game of Mario Kart before... Our fight on October 7th, so I
can
beat you two times in a row.
Oh, hold on, this is the first time I think that you've said that you were going to win. You're going to win on Saturday, October 7th?
Yeah, we'll see.
Dollar Loan Center presents X107.5's Holiday Havoc. Featured artist, Joy Wave.
1 hour away from tickets going on sale. The pre-sale is starting in 1 hour. Joy Wave is coming to town for Holiday Havoc. You should be there too, X107.5.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Derek Stevens from the D is in the X107.5 studios. Great to have you here. We're excited, obviously. The Downtown Las Vegas Event Center is going to be the home to Dave versus Mahoney 2, the Downtown Boogaloo, Saturday, October the 7th. Him and I are actually going to step into the ring as the main event and punch each other in the face. And we appreciate you supporting our efforts to raise money for St. Jude's Ranch for Kids, which is what the event is all about, obviously. But Bike Week is coming to downtown. There's a Tough Enough on that Friday night at the event center. And then there's our fight on the Saturday night. And then Sunday, you guys do the big watch party for all the football games. So
it's a busy weekend.
You guys have been busy in downtown Las Vegas.
That's great. Yeah. I'm just happy to see that this fight is the Saturday night main event. This is awesome.
Yeah. Take that Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather. This is the real fight of the century. You're obviously a man who's a casino owner. You've been around gaming for a long time. Mahoney's been losing weight. He's looking good, right?
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to see when is the weigh-in and who's doing the weigh-in?
Well, we decided that we weren't actually going to weigh in because it would be really embarrassing, I think, for some of the participants on the card. Mahoney and I think would be fine with it. Like, we have no shame.
Yeah.
But there's a couple of people that have said that they don't necessarily. And since it's, you know, they're all exhibition fights. It's not like you have to go through the normal rigmarole of having the commission there and all of that. If you want us to step on a scale, though, for you, we'd be happy to.
Well, I need to know, how am I going to set the line? I got to set the line.
And that's what I was going to ask you. Without knowing the official weights, I'll tell you this much. Mahoney has been doing some training.
Have I been doing training? Walking at Planet Fitness?
Yeah, so he'll go to Planet Fitness after the show.
Man, it's $10 a month.
And he walks on the treadmill.
At
what incline?
4.5.
Four and a half. So
sometimes
I
kick it up, though.
Pretty serious.
And once a week, I do the Stairmaster.
Yeah. Now,
really blast the glutes, Dave.
I have been actually training a little bit. I've been to the gym, I think, four times now.
Four?
For boxing training.
Okay.
So I feel like, you know, as far as sharpening up the old skills, you know, they're coming back a little bit. I wouldn't say not great, but you know they're still.
Now you can throw some punches. I've
seen
them.
Yeah,
little Mahoney. It looks like you may have a little reach advantage.
Mahoney definitely has a reach advantage.
He's got long
2 inches
arms.
Taller than Dave.
Yeah, long sort of orangutan like arms over there.
And on top of that, I mean, we Dave was very upset about this yesterday.
Yes.
I got my ring gear delivered to my house yesterday. So if you want to take
a look. Isn't that solid?
This is top notch.
Yeah, he didn't tell
me that.
You
gotta look good to fight.
He didn't tell me that we were doing this. And so he goes out and gets this beautiful purple and silver sequined outfit that has not only his Instagram handle
at
on
Mahoney
it.
Sucks. You can see the gear at Mahoney Sucks on Instagram.
This is legit.
Right now.
Yeah, this is legit, Dave.
How much did you spend on that?
Do you really want to know?
I really want to know.
$500.
Oh, my God. $500.
You're going to wear it once.
No, I'm not. I'm going to wear that all the time. I'm just going to wear it. I don't care where I'm at. I'm going to be walking around Las Vegas in a purple sequins and black velvet robe with silver and purple sequins shorts.
I want you to have a boombox with the Killers of Man playing.
I had to get it custom made, and I did it through Title Boxing Company, which is one of the, you know, the big boxing brands.
That's
out
where
there.
Maybe like say a professional real boxer would go to get their stuff.
I'm not going to half-ass it, Dave. You know me. I don't half-ass stupid things.
But you didn't reveal it until after you get it, which you know it's too short of notice for me to order.
Of course, I can't have you looking better than me.
Well, how long did it take?
It took like 3.5 weeks.
It was strategic.
You're lucky I even decided to show you that I was going to be walking out to the ring in that attire to begin with, sir.
No, see, if you had just shown me the night of, then I would have had plausible deniability. Now I'm going to show up looking like a bum with no excuse because I still have 10 days to figure it out.
Well, you better find a tailor.
Oh, man.
Bitch.
It's a mess.
Costume All right,
Derek,
store.
Set the line for us again. As a casino owner of the D and so many other great properties downtown with Westgate just opening up. You've been around the gaming for a long time. What would you set the line at?
We've done a lot of fights at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center, but there's one more variable I need to know, and this is going to help set the line.
Okay.
I need to know both your walk-up songs.
Oh, man.
Well, do you have something planned?
Yes, of course
this will determine
have.
The oh favorite. God.
Of course I have something planned. I will play it for you here shortly. Dave, as you play yours. Or tell him what yours is.
What?
I'm playing mine off.
Oh, I don't know. Am I making you guys put something out there that you were holding back?
No, not for me. Mahoney, for some reason.
Man, he's...
I'm coming out to Glorious Domination. That is the entrance song that I will be making my way to the ring and while it's playing.
All right, so I actually have two songs that I'm deciding between, and you can actually help me decide. I'm thinking about coming out to Corrosion of Conformity, Clean My Wounds.
Okay.
Wait for it to kick in.
It never kicks in.
Here we go. I mean, for a walkout song, right? Not
really bad new metal from what, 2001?
No, way before that.
That was like
1996 or something. It's awful.
Just holding on.
And then I also thinking about doing this one.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should I go with that one, Derek? What do you think?
I like choice two. I like choice two.
You're gonna fire the crowd up.
Do some Metallica, man.
All right. So there you have it. This will be my walkout song. You can do your notorious, glorious nonsense, whatever that is.
Glorious Domination. Whatever it's an epic. It's an epic entrance for an epic outfit and an epic night of fights.
Is it just one of your stupid favorite wrestlers?
Yes, it's Bobby. It's Bobby Roode's entrance music.
See, this is why I'm a Pharisite.
That's right. All right, so there you go. Those are our walkout songs. Now you can officially set the line, Mr. Stevens.
Who is coming into the ring last?
Me.
No, it's not.
Yes,
we have to draw straws.
Wrong, because I'm the champion.
Doesn't matter.
Mahoney and I have fought once before.
It's not in my rematch clause.
And it was 8 years ago, and I whooped his ass. I'll show you the video if you'd like to see
it. That was in Muay Thai kickboxing. This is a completely different sport, sir.
Yeah.
This is straight up boxing. I'll have you know, October 7th, downtown Las Vegas Event Center. Doors open at 7 o'clock. We've got an amazing night of cards that are going down. And I feel like the prettier one with the better outfit should come out last.
That's not how it works, Mahoney. The champion comes
You're
out last.
You're not the champion. Where's
I'm the champion.
Belt?
I beat you last time.
In Muay Thai. This is a completely different sport, Dave.
We fought before. I won. I'm coming out last. Already decided. Blue corner, red corner. What do you think?
Well, right here, based upon what I'm seeing here, with this rematch... Styles make fights.
That's right.
This fight's a pick'em.
Oh, how could you?
That's right. I think that's a fair assessment from a very smart man who's done very well and done so much for the downtown Las Vegas area. And
he's done
thank
very
you.
Well.
Thank you.
He's done well I tell for you himself. What.
I'm going to show you the video. I'm going to play some Imagine Dragons. I'm going to show you this video of our first fight, and then we'll give you an opportunity if you want to revise.
I was 65 pounds heavier.
If we want to revise it or not.
Again, it was also high.
And 8 years ago.
And your dog died.
And I was high, and I went out drinking the night before.
And
you
were
hungover. And he was mourning.
Yes. Okay, got it. But I'll just show Derek the video, and then he can decide for himself whether he wants to revise it or keep it the same. A pick'em, I think, is perfectly fine. That just means you can win more money on Dayfair. This is officially going on the board of the D, right? Because I'll throw it.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Derek Stevens, the owner of the D, is in the X107.5 studios this morning. And I just showed him the video of our previous fight, of course.
You are much like that kid in high school who peaked too fast, always living in the past, Dave. Want to tell us how many touchdowns you scored in your final game playing football in high school?
No, I just want to talk about the
living in the past.
I just want to talk about the last fight that we had, which is this one.
You know what losers do? They focus on the past. Winners focus on the future, Dave.
So I need you to be honest with not just me and with Derek, but the entire city of Las Vegas. Have you been training?
I mean, I've been going.
No. I'm not talking about walking on the treadmill.
Why are you discrediting the way I want to live my life and train, Dave? Conor McGregor had his own way of training, too, before the...
How did that work out?
No, I'm not talking about the Mayweather fight. I'm talking about the Eddie Alvarez fight, which he knocked him out.
Cool. So he asked you if you had any boxing training, and you said a little.
Yeah, I've been shadow boxing in my garage.
Is that it?
Yeah.
You haven't been working with anyone?
No. Who have I been working with?
He's lying, isn't he?
Am I?
Oh, my God. Are you?
He's lying.
Who have I been working with?
Who are you training with?
I don't
with?
Know who you've been working with.
I haven't been working with anybody.
You haven't been working with anyone.
I have not.
Swear.
I swear.
On your mother's life.
I said this yesterday. We went through this in a promotions meeting yesterday.
Mahoney. I feel like he's a liar. Derek, you're pretty good at reading people. Lying or not?
Well, look at Derek in the eye, dude.
Based upon the numbers I'm seeing coming up on my phone, there might be a little move on Dave here.
That's right. Okay, so you're setting the line. Previously, it was a pick'em. Now that you've seen the video... The line is moving in my favor.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, how much? I mean, am I minus 105? Am I minus 600 like I should be? What do you say the line is?
Maybe minus 125 at this point.
I think that's fair. Dave has a background in Taekwondo, and he spent many years doing being a wannabe gym junkie when he first moved to Las Vegas.
A wannabe gym junkie?
Yeah, man. You and all your affliction shirts.
I did not have any true religion jeans with all the rhinestones on them. I couldn't afford affliction shirts. Those are like $80.
You had bedazzled pants.
Your frosted tips.
Yeah, man. The past was rough.
But, you know, it's going to be a great night of fights. I mean, top to bottom, the whole card is going to be stacked. It's family friendly.
You bring the kids.
All ages.
All of this is for St. Jude's Ranch for kids, right?
Yes.
So you come out, you know, the whole event is being put on. You can buy VIP seating. There's going to be people selling T-shirts out there. The profits, 100% of the profits from the T-shirts going directly to St. Jude's Ranch for Kids, which is just a great organization out in Boulder City.
And you can still get those T-shirts right now, the Dave Mahoney Super Soft Fight T-shirts. Yep. They are available at DaveMahoney.com. Like Dave said, 100% of those profits going to benefit the kids out at St. Jude's.
But the official word from Derek Stevens, minus 125 for Dave Farah as we sit right now.
That's how I have it.
No,
right
I feel like that's fair. But
you got to respect. I mean, you've got this reach advantage.
I do.
If you could play that left off, you know, the styles make fights.
I'm not even so much worried this time about the reach. I'm not worried about Dave's power or anything along those lines because Dave.
The power that TKO'd you last time.
You didn't TKO me.
I did.
My cardio.
Mm-hmm. Your KO'd cardio me. TKO. Oh, knocked you out yourself. Got
yes.
it.
Right, it was. If you didn't beat me, I beat me, Dave.
Mahoney.
That's what happened. So, Dave, I'm coming in 60-ish pounds, probably 65 pounds by the day of the fight under where I was fighting Dave 8 years ago at our first match. Dave's coming in what, 25 pounds heavier?
Come on.
No, I'm just asking.
No,
what is
okay.
it?
23.
So, I don't think this is going to be a fight that's won. I don't think I'm going to knock Dave out. Because we're wearing 12-ounce gloves, so I don't think I'm going to knock him out. Maybe I will, maybe I won't, but I feel like this is going to be a war of attrition, and Dave's going to feel what it's like carrying around that extra weight.
I don't know, man.
That cardio is going to weigh on you, son.
I don't know, man. Like, Dave has some muscles on him.
Everyone's got a plan until they get punched in the mouth.
Okay.
Saturday, October 7th, Dave versus Mahoney 2, the Downtown Boogaloo. Derek, thank you so much for your support. Thank you for coming by today, and thank you for setting a very wise line. Dave Farah as favorite to beat Mahoney.
Thanks. So one thing I would say, though, with Mahoney, with this swag that he's coming in with, that swag will stand tall at Long Bar after the fight, irrespective
of the outcome. Can I just wear my robe?
to Long Bar?
Yeah, and that's it.
Just the robe? you know, we have a gaming license to protect here, man. Yeah. Either way, it's going to be a great weekend down at the D. At the Vent Center on Friday night is Tough Enough, which will be a blast.
We'll Mahoney be out there calling those fights.
Saturday is Dave versus Mahoney, too. And then, of course, if you want to watch some football on Sunday, they have the big watch parties happening down there at the Event Center as well. So thank you for coming by today, Derek. Appreciate you you dropping in. Like I said, very, very smart. Minus 125. I'm ready to go.
Thanks much. Love you guys.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
It is our favorite time of week. It is beer for breakfast here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
Yes.
Can you believe it's already Thursday? I mean, it's just gone by so fast. Adam joining us from Aces and Ales in the X107.5 studios this morning. How are you, my friend? Thank you for being with us.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing?
We're doing great. It's a special day. We have a great beer sitting in front of us, and this one is a collaboration, which is always nice. So we'll get into the official review here in just a moment, but first tell us what we're going to be enjoying today.
Oh, so we're lucky enough, honored to do a collaboration with our friends down at Tenaya Creek Brewing. They just opened their new facility. I believe it's about a year and a half now that they've been down on Bonanza and MLK. They sold their location that's right next to Aces Nails on Tenaya. So we got in there. We did this collaboration, which you guys will be talking to Anthony and those guys later on the podcast.
Yep.
We are super excited. It's called Tenaces D. So Tenaya and Aces.
I like that.
I get it.
Yeah, you guys.
It's good. It's good.
Yes.
Great name for a beer.
Love it.
And, you know, we went with what people like. IPA. It's great. 6.5%.
You didn't get too crazy, though. You didn't go straight up New England IPA, which is the beer du jour for beer nerds right now.
What's funny enough is that did come up. Those are going great. Hazy IPAs are
blowing
up.
They're great. Everybody's doing one, though.
But we had thought about naming the beer Anti-Haze, but today they don't do, and Anthony can talk about this, you can talk later, but they don't filter, so we couldn't guarantee that this beer was going to be crystal clear. We don't want to make fun of a beer style. We love the hazy IPAs, but this beer came out great. You're going to find that it's got some melon notes, a little grassy. I mean, it is definitely sessionable. It is a great, great beer. We're very proud of it.
We've been drinking it all morning long. This is going to be one of the beers that's out with us this Sunday for the Silver and Black Uncensored Tailgate Party.
And by the way, if you don't know about that, every single Sunday, Mahoney and I are out broadcasting when the Raiders are playing on Sunday. But of course, if there's a Thursday or a Monday night game, we're also there. Anytime Silver and Black are playing, we're at Aces and Ales getting ready for it. 2801 North Tenaya Way. And this Sunday is no exception. You guys do something really cool, though. If people want to come out and enjoy an entire day of football, regardless of when the Silver and Black are playing, you do bottomless drinks from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m.
So we started our brunch.
Yep.
It only took us 4 years to get it going, but we did finally start brunch.
Well done. Well done. You got there.
But yeah, so from 9 to 1, you come in, you get you can select one of the, I believe we have 16 items on the brunch menu, and then you can add the bottomless option. So you can do bottomless mimosas, bottomless house wine, bottomless $6 drafts, or whatever's our pint specials at the time, or Bloody Marys. And I mean, we're doing unbelievable Bloody Marys, all scratch, made in-house, dressed the drink, helped us out a local company. You know, we're always trying to support local, but we've got a great homemade Bloody Mary now that we're using. It's great.
Been enjoying that the past couple of weeks out there.
Yeah,
they're great. I try not to overdo it with the Bloody Marys because like, I'll end up rolling out of there because I'm just so bloated from having too much salt.
Yeah.
But it's a great way to start the day, you know?
That's not why you're bloated, Dave.
Oh, it's not?
I thought it was a joke.
Two Bloody Marys that I had at Aces and Ales a month ago.
Not bad.
Still lingering.
You know what? You're a real body shamer.
Yes,
body.
I am.
You're a real son
only
of a
only you though. Everybody else live your life, but you until October 7th rolls around, I will be shaming you, and then after October 7th,
I'll be shaming you.
No, I'll continue to shame your ass. No, you won't.
Yes, I will, bitch.
Another big thing that's going on September 30th is the Aces and Ales Tenaya Separation Anxiety. You got some amazing beers that are going to be on tap down there. I mean, you have 50 beers on tap. One of the best rotating lists in the entire country going on. That kicks off at 3 p.m. this Saturday, the 30th. Some of your offline series stuff is going on there as well.
Yeah, so Tenaya Creek does a lot of what they call their offline series.
Mm-hmm.
So they just kind of take their house beers, their base beers, and Jeff is a wizard back there, and he adds stuff to it and does whatever.
Crazy,
so,
just whatever he can think of, and it turns out to be an amazing just creation.
And you can find those at Tenaya Creek all the time. And we're lucky enough to grab them every once in a while. You'll see them around town. But the offline series is great. We've got some of their amazing core beers, some of their seasonal stuff, And then, of course, you know, we're featuring our beer. And then we brought out three of their vintage kegs from our storage. Ooh. So we're going to have some 2015 or 14 Jackalope. We've got a 2015 Baltic Porter, which is their God of Thunder.
Oh, yeah, that's so good.
Unbelievable. And then the Imperial Stout from 2015. So we got some vintage. We've got some offline, some core, some seasonal. But our collaboration's going to be hitting it.
The stuff Jeff does with God of Thunder, man, some of the stuff he's infused into that beer, it's a phenomenal thing. And that's the thing I love about Las Vegas is our beer scene is growing. We've got great beer bars. We've got great breweries. And seeing you guys come together, you know, just, you know, you were literally just down the street from each other for years and years and years and years. And now, like I said, the name Separation Anxiety, seeing you guys come back together after being apart for the last, you know, 18 months or so. It's nice.
Yeah, it's great to get back with those guys. I mean, we see them all the time. You know, we play frisbee, we play regular golf, we do everything, we go to concerts. I mean, there are really, we consider them our great friends. I'll tell you what else we're going to do is during this event, we're going to be featuring drafts from all of our local friends. So, I mean, we're going to have Craft House, 777,
nice.
Bad Beat, Big Dogs, you know, all sorts of local flavors.
If you like slamming local beer, then this Saturday is the perfect time to do it. There's going to be live music out of Aces and Ales. It's going to be a great time. When do you guys actually get started? Is it like in the afternoon, sort of like the normal, like 2, 3 o'clock start time?
Yeah, so we're gonna get it kicking about, you know, 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Have the tap take over everything, and then we're going to go into some live music at 9 on the patio. Flux is going to be playing.
Nice.
One of the members used to actually work at Tenaya Creek, local of both of our bars. Flux is a great jam band. They play for usually 2.5 hours, so they're going to be kicking
each
it on.
Each song is 2.5 hours, yeah.
Yeah, you know how those bands. These guys all like that widespread panic, so they just kind of all go together. But so, they're great. They're a lot of fun.
It's this Saturday, September 30th, 3 p.m., and then, of course, we're going to be out there on Sunday starting at noon for the Silver and Black Uncensored Tailgate Party. We'll play the Offspring when we come back. We'll do the official review. Mahoney?
Tenacious D.
Yep, here we go.
All right.
Coming up right after this. It's Gone Away. X107.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So Mahoney, once again, being the braggart that he is, was just showing Adam from Aces and Ales, who's in studio with us for Beer for Breakfast, his fight gear that he is going to be wearing on Saturday, October the 7th.
Which you two can see online right now on my Instagram, at Mahoney Sucks.
Yeah, I mean, it's fabulous, man.
Yeah, it's really great. Just like everything. Adam, let me ask you. You've been around Las Vegas for a long time. You've been around gaming for a long time. You understand sports betting. What would you set the line at between Mahoney and I?
This is tough. I mean, you're both sitting right here looking at me.
It's fine.
Now, to be fair, I've known Mahoney longer.
Mm-hmm.
This is true.
Yep, yep.
I kind of think it's going to be Dave.
Yeah.
But
so would you say like minus 600 or minus 800?
Oh,
like
minus 800. Okay. Really?
I'm not stepping in that pile of poo-poo. I'm going to say let's go, you know, wasn't the line that just came up for, Triple G and Canelo? Wasn't that like 160-ish? Yeah.
No, I'm 130.
Yeah.
So it opened at 160 and then it went down to like 130.
Yeah. See, I just compared you guys to Triple G and Canelo. Yeah. I mean, this is big.
So what you're saying is that if Adelaide Bird happens to be the judge for this fight, then I'm going to clearly win all of the rounds.
But she may be one of the judges for this fight. They're having real judges. Yeah. They are doing real judges.
I just realized that.
I don't know why.
I tried to block it out, but I just remembered that fight ended in a draw, and we were very drunk that night.
We were very pissed off that night because we bet a bunch of money on Triple G.
Yeah.
Dude, it was, I mean, we watched it and we were like, of course that's the outcome. We did a bottle show that night. I mean, we cracked a bunch. Man. And I mean, when it happened, one of the girls was like, she goes, is that a tie? Like in soccer? And I'm like, what just happened?
Yeah.
A fight should never end in a tie. And I guarantee you, I'm not going to guarantee that I'm going to win. I'm not guaranteeing that Dave's going to win. But I guarantee you, this will not be a tie.
It will not be a tie.
It will absolutely not be a tie. Well,
what I don't like about this is we've lost the tracksuits. Because he can't even fit into the tracksuits.
They're all too big. Even my skinny dong tracksuit is too big at this point.
Now skinny dong?
Now he's Polo Mahoney.
Did you say skinny dong?
Well, yeah, my skinny tracksuit, which accented.
He had a skinny tracksuit that was too tight in every area.
Thunder Zone.
And so you call it skinny dong?
Well, no, he would walk over to people's desk and you'd see like the perfect outline of his schmeckle when he's standing there talking to you, and it just mortified everyone in the sales department because he just walk over and
point stuff with it
and like hang out and like knock someone's stapler off their desk. It was
Don't mind my outline.
Watch this.
We're like, so circumcised, huh? Neat. Thanks for showing us. All right, let's get into it, Mahoney.
All right, the Tenacious D from Tenaya Creek and Aces and Ales. The Tenacious D IPA has 6.5% alcohol by volume. Today is being served from a beautiful custom quarter metal growler from Aces and Ales that was generously donated to us by our friends there at Aces and Ales. The five categories in which we grade every single beer that we have on Beer for Breakfast are look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. Let's get into the very first category, which is the look. Dave, your thoughts on the look of the Tenacious D?
It's clean but murky, if that makes sense.
Yep.
There's not like, you know, a bunch of little pieces of whatever may be floating around in there. It's a very clean looking IPA, but at the same time, it's nice and murky, mysterious, if you will.
Oh. Absolutely. It's a light golden amber, nice amount of carbonation, two full fingers with a pretty aggressive pour. The smell on this beer, a strong, dank, and hoppy aroma accompanied by like a hint of some light grapefruit in there. Overall, the next category, which we should get into right now, is the taste. So it's all cheers and take a big old
cheers
drink.
Cheers all the way around. Cheers, cheers, cheers.
Of the Tenacious D, because this beer was meant to be drank.
You actually like this one.
I do.
That's a beer that you like, huh?
Yeah.
Sylvia is not a big IPA person, and that's fine. No. Everyone has their own taste, but this one you actually like, huh?
But
you're not just saying this because Adam is
no,
here.
I'm not.
Okay, all right.
When I first smelled it, it had like a very, like a berry kind of have a smell. But you said it had melon?
No, I mean, that's just it's just a note that I was picking up. You know, he's getting a little grapefruit. I mean, you're going to get all those different things out of the hops. You know, citrusy characters, melon, dankness.
Mahoney's nose tends to be pretty accurate. I mean, if you've never seen the size of that thing.
How he flares his nostrils,
He's like Snuffleupagus. I mean, it's amazing how it's just...
I'm not an elephant with a heroin problem, Dave.
His nickname was Beaker for many years. So,
no, my nickname was never Beaker. They wanted to call me Beaker when I first started here.
That's my
at the radio station.
The microphone because he gets mad.
That would have been a bad idea.
I would never.
That was a Muppet, right?
Yes, Beaker. Beeper was a Muppet. the taste, Dave. What are your thoughts?
It's nice. So it doesn't have too much of a hop bite. So if you want something that's a bit more mild, it's a really nice sessionable IPA.
Absolutely. Crushable, certainly at 6.5%. It's full-bodied, nice floral hops. They're prevalent up front. Hints of malt and some spice in there. The alcohol, pretty much non-existent on this beer. You know, 6.5, it's not over the moon, but 6.5 is still nothing to, you know, like turn your nose up. That's still quite a bit of alcohol in there. Nicely balanced is probably the best way I would describe it. There's a quick, dry, piney finish here at the end. It's medium-bodied. Drinkability, very enjoyable. I would say this is a fantastic IPA. Could be a good gateway IPA for people who are like, I don't really know how I feel about hops, or I really don't know how I feel about IPAs, but you still want to get some flavor in there, because there's those IPAs out there that people call gateway IPAs that are just... they just lack flavor. And that's one of the things that Tenaya Creek certainly does not. They are well known for making very, very flavorful beers, but not overdoing it and balancing them out nicely. Can I get a drum roll, Dave? Mm-hmm. On Mahoney's Beer Scale Supremacy, I give the Tenacious D and Aces and Ales and Tenaya Creek collaboration a 4.1 out of 5.
Very nice.
Still to come today with Dave and Mahoney.
Check out the full podcast. Online. You can do it through the radio.com app now, too.
That's right.
It's fantastic. And through the iTunes store.
Your chance to win some tickets to go see Cake when they come to town coming up next in Know the Show.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Pre-sale is starting in like a minute from now for Holiday Havoc. All the links up on our website at X107.5LasVegas.com. Something you should be aware of, if you're buying tickets specifically for Night 2 that features the Killers as the headliner, what they're doing is they're trying to limit the amount of tickets that can be purchased by people that would intend to resell them. Nobody
likes scalpers.
Nobody likes scalpers.
And we want locals to go to the show for the price that the tickets are listed at.
Yeah, so they're limiting it to 2 tickets per household for night number 2. So just be aware of that as you start the pre-sale. If you want to get additional tickets, then you're going to have a friend help you out or something like that. But easy workaround, but we're telling you on the radio here in Las Vegas to locals that that's the case, because we want you guys to be tipped off as to what's going on, but not people that would try to take advantage and just mark up tickets and then resell them online.
Yeah, nobody wants that. You know, we want fans of X107.5, we want fans of the Killers to be going to the show and not having to pay an arm and a leg, and that's what they want too.
Tickets start at just $35 for both shows, and they're going on sale right now.
Yeah, I mean, you're like 10 seconds.
Go get them.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, tickets to go see Cake. They're going to be over at the Chelsea, the Cosmopolitan on October 5th. That's next Thursday, if you know the show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
Do you remember last time we decided to go in on a very expensive?
Okay, here we go. I knew it was about Halloween.
Group costume. We were going to be. And I sent you all the information, and you left me high and dry, man.
So what were you going to dress up as for Halloween? And Mahoney claims that I left him high and dry.
You did leave me high and dry because there are photos of me in that costume without you.
He didn't send me the link until it was too late to order.
I will pull up the email. I can pull up the email right now, you blind son of a gun.
X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Hey.
Oh, whoops. Hold on. X107.5, let's try this. What's your name, man?
Hi, hello?
Hey, what's your name?
Chris.
Hey, Chris. What is the correct answer? What were we going to dress up for as Halloween? And Mahoney claims that I left him high and dry.
Oh, man, I didn't hear that. That was from today. I did not hear that one.
Yeah, man, that sucks.
See what happens? People start calling before they hear the question, and then...
Yeah, premature caller.
X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Hey, Dustin.
Hey, Dustin, what's the correct answer?
Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber is right.
Hey, Sylvia, look at this email that I sent today on September 22nd, 2015. What does it say?
Hey, congratulations to you, man. You're going to see Cake over at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan on Thursday, October 5th. Congrats to you, man.
Yeah, there's a link.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. That's going to do it for today's show. See you later.
No, it's right there. Thank you for your order.
Yeah.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Actually,
what?
You can see... They actually sent it twice.
Yeah.
You can confirm that. 9/22/2015 and 9/28/2015.
Oh, boy.
Huh.
Shut up, Sylvia.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.